Now back to The Final Drive with Eric Messersmith, TJ Moe, and Mark Lillibridge on 590 The Fan.
It's Aloha Friday.
Oh, you know what that music means. It's time for Mike Evans. Before we get to Mike, some breaking news. Eric Messersmith, TJ Moe with you. Mark Lillibridge is out today. That's not the breaking news. The breaking news is that Giancarlo Stanton will not be coming to the Cardinals. The Cardinals released a statement saying that Stanton will not accept the trade to the Redbirds. Also, various reporters are saying that he is the same thing with the Giants as well. The Giants are out on Giancarlo Stanton also. So the two teams that made an offer are not going to be the teams that get Giancarlo Stanton. Craig Mish, who's been all over this story, tweeted out a few minutes ago, he puts the Dodgers now at 80%, the Yankees at 15%, and then he writes, you tell me, at 5%. So the Cardinals out on Giancarlo Stanton. They will be moving on to Plan B. Time now for Mike Evans. How are you, sir?
Hey, good, good, good. How about Oriol Mosteo Oya going to the Angels?
Yes, Ohtani. Yeah, that's a big, big signing there. Yeah, I can't wait to see this kid because he's 22, 23 years old. He throws 100 miles an hour plus. He plays the field very well. And he hits for power, so he can DH obviously in the American League. So he can be pitching one day, DHing the other four. That's going to be really cool to see.
It'll be great, absolutely. We got a pop quiz question today. Wait till the hey, you guys got to promise not to Google. Come on, man.
All right, I promise.
All right. A lot of bowl games coming up beginning next week, homie. Your question is: name the name that is not. Not a bowl game. Three of them are. One is not an actual bowl game.
Okay.
Which is not a bowl game? The Bahamas Bowl, the Facebook Bowl, the Military Bowl, or the Frisco Bowl? I'll give you the answer in just a minute. Let's talk a little bit of college. I mean, I still cannot believe the Texas A&M played Fisher $75 million. But I'm even more amazed when you look at some of the coaches that have been bought out in college football. Starting off, we'll go with the top 10. Lovie Smith got bought out at Illinois for $17 million. Let's go to Tom Herman from Texas, $20 million. Jim Harbaugh. 20.5.
Oh, you're saying what their buyouts would be? I got
yeah,
you.
Yeah,
I got
right,
you.
What their buyouts would be. Their clauses through December 15th.
I thought you were telling Urban us Lovie Meyer, got fired there for a minute. I was like, wow. That
No. Urban Meyer, $21 million. James Franken, $21 million. Nick Saban, $27 million. Chris Peterson, $30 million. And Dabo Sweeney from Clemson, $40 million.
Hmm.
College buyouts for these coaches, should they opt? It's unbelievable. So I love it that Gurley here in Los Angeles, Todd Gurley said he's not going to the Pro Bowl. He doesn't care about the Pro Bowl. He says I will be playing in the Super Bowl, not the Pro Bowl. But thank you very much. What do you make of that kind of confidence?
That's a lot of confidence. I don't know. I like it. I like the swagger. And look, the Rams are good, man. They're right there. I would say the Rams, Vikings, Saints, Eagles. I would put those four teams, and probably the Seahawks too, to be honest with you. Those five teams, I think, are really, really close. And I could see any of the five of them winning the NFC.
The Saints sure made some big mistakes yesterday. I was surprised at some of the coaching decisions at the end.
Yeah, and Sean Payton kind of lost his cool at the end sure there. He got pretty fired up. He didn't like the officiating. Look, Atlanta is a decent team, a pretty good team, and they're in a desperate spot and at home. And Kamara got hurt for the Saints, and he's such a key part of their offense. I still think the Saints will be right there in the end. They're a really balanced team on both sides of the ball.
I'm in a huge, huge fantasy league. And Kamara is my number one man. And I sat down yesterday, and he went down with that concussion. I just turned off the TV and opened a bottle of wine.
How did you get? Did you get him? Did you draft him or pick him up on the wire?
I drafted him. He was my sixth pick.
Good call.
Wow. Yeah, I got lucky. So let's talk about the Rams linebackers. Alec Ogletree, elbow. Connor Barwin, forearm. Mark Barron, wrist. Safety, LaMarcus Joyner, shoulder. They got some injuries this week. It's a little concerning.
Yeah, it is.
Especially against Philadelphia. What do you think? I mean, this is a hell of a game.
Yeah, it's a huge game. The Eagles kind of for the first – look, everyone talked about their schedule. They hadn't played anybody. I think they played one game against a team above 500 all year. And then they ran into the Seahawks last week and got worked a little bit. Now, they didn't. It's not that they played poorly. Carson Wentz still looked good. We know they can run the ball. I would lean slightly toward the Eagles in this game. But I do think it's pretty close to a toss-up. The Rams have been playing great. The defense has been playing a lot better the last 4 or 5 weeks. Aaron Donald is just unblockable. I mean, the guy's such a beast. So they're still going to have him. But those injuries in the back end are a little concerning, Mike.
I agree. And we can all agree that this is a quarterback league. So let's take a look at the real stats between Goff and Wentz. I love these. I mean, stat for stat, I didn't get much closer. Completions, 244 for Goff, 242 for Wentz. Attempts, 392 for Goff, 399 for Wentz. That's amazing. Percentage. Completion, 62.2 Goff, 60.7 Wentz. I mean, how close is this?
Yeah, is that for this year or for their career for both years?
This is their completion for this year.
This year. And I don't think anybody would have believed you if you'd have told them beginning of the year that Goff would be statistically as good as Wentz this year. I mean, Wentz was so much better in year one.
Yards, 3,184 for Goff, 3,100 for Wentz. Touchdowns, there is a difference here. Goff 20, Wentz 29. Interceptions, 6-6. Sacks, 20 for Goff, 25 for Wentz. Rating, 98.4 for Goff, 100.2 for Wentz. And finally, yards gained, I guess rushing, 265 to 250. I mean, you could have made up how close these guys are.
No. I think Wentz is a little further along in his development than Goff at this point. I think Wentz has the bigger upside. I think Goff is benefiting from incredible coaching from Sean McVay to some extent. But you have to give him credit.
Full extent.
He's a lot better than anybody thought, I think, after last year. And part of it is, if you watch him in the pocket, he's comfortable now. I mean, having Whitworth protecting his blind side, he doesn't have the happy feet like he did before. He's trusting his offensive line. He's standing in there, and he's been really, really good.
You're absolutely right. From the really, really good to the really, really suck. With 4 weeks remaining in the NFL regular season, here's a look at the current draft order. Of course, it's subject to change. But right now, if the draft is held today, Cleveland, number one. Giants, number two. San Francisco. Denver. Boy, do they suck. And thank you, John Elway. You can play quarterback. You take the uniform off. You lose all your credibility. Indianapolis, 5. The Bears, 6. Cleveland. And then Tampa Bay, Cincinnati, Arizona, and the J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. Those are some badass teams.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. The Browns have a chance to get their first win this week, though. They've got a decent shot. We were just talking to Todd Furman, and he actually picked them last hour. I think they're getting 3 points at home. So we'll see. But it comes down to quarterback and how many those teams have settled quarterback situations they feel really good about. I mean, there's not a coincidence they are where they are. I mean, the Jets are getting by with Josh McCown, and he's doing all right, but he's not the answer. DeShone Kizer's looked better for the Browns, but I don't think he's the answer. The Colts, you know, are trying to hope Andrew Luck comes back.
He ain't coming back. After sitting out a year, you know, he was good but not great before he went out. Good, solid, but not great. A year sitting out, I think you can stick a fork in him.
Really? You think he's done?
I really do.
Yeah, man, if that's the case, what a blow for that franchise.
I know. They put all their eggs in that basket. Hey, I got to ask you, what do you think about Gronk and that hit with last week when the Bill rookie was White? Yeah, it was Tre'Varius White down. Here comes Gronk, hits him when he's down. I mean, you asked me, they suspend him for four games.
Mike, I got to be honest with you. I thought I was totally clean. I thought the whistle was late.
Oh.
I think the guy was still standing up, and he was on his way down. And
you need to put down the pipe.
he used to play for the Patriots. I say play. He was in training camp, TJ, was with the Patriots, so he loves that.
No, I was on the surgical table, I think.
You thought it was a fair hit with him completely down?
Oh, no, he wasn't down on it. See, I think all you guys were watching something different. I don't think the whistle had blown yet.
He's pulling your leg, Mike. He knows how bad it was.
Yeah, that was pretty bad,
Mike. Face mask. What do you mean it wasn't down?
It was awful. I mean, that hit should not be getting the same suspensions as guys get for blocks in a game or helmet-to-helmet hits.
Yeah,
like Juju Smith-Schuster. You're right. That should be
three or four
games. You need to send a message that nobody will ever do that again in their mind.
Let's talk about that walking moron, the commissioner getting $200 million. I can't believe it. Why don't you get Howdy Doody in there? I mean, since Pete Rozelle left, they haven't had a good commissioner. I mean, and this guy, Goodell, you know, he couldn't pour. He's not smart enough to pour piss out of his boots. He's let this league run wild. He's like he has let rules go aside. The refereeing has been hideous. The owners and the players with the kneeling and the down and the rating. I mean, this guy. How can they give this guy $200 million?
I think it comes down to two things, Mike. I think the first thing is
the company's worth about $15 billion.
Right. The first thing is money. In 2006, I think I saw this on ESPN the other day. There were four or five franchises worth $1 billion. Now I think it's everyone or close to everyone is worth at least $1 billion. The total profits of the league are up over, as TJ said, $14-15 billion.
Yeah. From 11, I think, just a couple of years ago.
Despite his missteps, and there's no doubt he's had a lot of them, the money is there, and a lot of times it's a bottom line business. And the other thing is, there's a big negotiation coming up in a few years with the players' union, and the players' union has been saying for a while that they're going to stand firm and they're going to potentially go on strike if necessary. And the last labor agreement was seen as a major win for the owners. They got pretty much everything they wanted, and Roger Goodell led that. And I think a lot of the owners, even the ones that are uncomfortable with him, think that going into that negotiation, they want him to strike that deal.
You know what? I think those are good arguments. I really do. I just don't like the guy, but those are good arguments. And I don't care. You're right. You're absolutely right. I don't care what business you're in. If you're running a whorehouse down in East St. Louis, or if you're, you know what I'm saying? Or you're running an NFL.
I don't know what you're saying. I don't know anything about a whorehouse in East St. Louis, Mike. I don't know what you're saying.
Man, I saw your name on the wall, but that's another story.
I couldn't spell it.
It's all about money, though. You're absolutely right. I thought this was just an interesting little sidebar about third downs. The best quarterbacks on third downs in the NFL. You'd be shocked to know this stat. Who do you think number one is?
Carson Wentz.
He's number three.
Number one on third down, Alex Smith.
Not in the top five.
Russell Wilson.
Not in the top five.
You said be surprised.
Yeah.
Andy Dalton. Anything he did well would surprise me.
Number one, Josh McCown.
Wow.
Hey, he was player of the week last week.
Yeah. Josh McCown's having a decent year. Drew Brees is second.
Okay. Number two.
All right.
Number four is Tyrod Taylor of the Bills.
Mm.
And number four, I love it, Case Keenum.
Huh. What a year he's had.
What a year he's had. I got some odds from my homeboy in Las Vegas. These haven't been posted yet. They'll be posted next week. We got a little exclusive here. Odds on who will become the full-time coach of the New York Giants.
All right, hit us.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
John Fossil, 15-1. Special teams coordinator of the Rams.
Yeah.
Interesting there. He's, by the way, he's phenomenal. I was in camp with him in St. Louis. He is a really good coach. Yeah, I remember he was the interim coach last year, too, when Fisher was fired.
Okay. At 10-1, David Shaw, Stanford head coach. How about that for a surprise?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's been rumored to be going to the NFL for a while.
Yeah, he's not leaving for another coaching job, but there's just a few guys that are like NFL types. I think someone's one of them, I think. Harbaugh is certainly one of them. David Shaw. There's a few of those type of coaches that the NFL is really interested in and think they can coach, and David Shaw is certainly one of them.
Number 9-1, Sean Payton.
That's interesting. Didn't he just sign a deal, another deal in New Orleans? I guess that doesn't matter, but and they may win the Super Bowl. Who knows?
3-1. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Josh McDaniels.
In the division there, huh?
That's in the division, yeah. I got some emails from some of my New York listeners who know that, you know, that I love sports and I'm into sports and used to do sports. Here's just a couple for you. So one, my buddy John Taylor says, so let me get this straight. Eli Manning's streak comes to an end at the hands of coach that is fired one day after the decision. That makes this whole thing debacle even worse. Makes the whole debacle even worse. What do you make of this whole thing, man?
I mean, it was very strange. I mean,
very strange. And you got Eli Manning who's telling friends, I get this from an impeccable source, that he plans to play 3 or 4 more years.
He better play better than he has this year.
Yeah, exactly. And what's really funny, Gino, through a friend of a friend, tells me, Gino's going, why the hell are they taking me out of the lineup? Because you suck? How about that?
Yeah, that was the most bizarre thing. It's not crazy to want to pull your starter when you're 2-9 and he's probably nearing the end of his career.
It's crazy when you're back
with
Geno Smith.
It's crazy when you do it for Geno Smith. That's what made the whole thing so damn
bizarre.
Weird.
Absolutely. It's like, what? What were they thinking about? Let me give you my three picks this week and tell me if you agree or disagree. My three locks. I like the Chargers over the Redskins.
I totally agree. I've been on the Chargers bandwagon for about a month now. They should have covered last week against the Browns. They missed a cover, but that's because they were in the red zone all day and they had to kick 5 field goals. The Chargers do what you need to do in modern football. They throw the ball efficiently, and Keenan Allen is on one of the best streaker receivers ever had in the history of the NFL.
And then they lose close games, yeah.
Well, not anymore.
Last year and a half.
Not this year. Not recently. And they rush the passer. And they have a really, really good pass rush. I agree with you. I like the Chargers. It's a cross country trip for Washington. I would take the Chargers and give the 6.
My second pick, I like the Cowboys over the Giants in New York.
Why do you say that, Mike?
I think the running game is coming around. They haven't had a big game from number 88. I think he's due. And I think the Cowboys feel that with the Philadelphia losing, that they've got to turn it around. And I think they're going to be playing with a lot of guts. I think the Giants suck. I mean, you know, this McAdoo.
That's all you had to say.
And who's going to be quarterback? And Eli didn't play last week. I just think the Cowboys. I think the Cowboys go into New York and dominate.
Could be. It's always weird, though, with the firing and the new coach and how do they respond and what does Eli do back in the lineup. I would stay away from this one on either side.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's possible the Giants step up and respond.
It's possible. I mean, I've been losing bets all week, so all year, so I'm not going to jump in there any deeper. And the other games that I really liked this week, I like the Rams against the Eagles. I mean, they're playing at home at the Coliseum, and I hear there's going to be a huge crowd for this game. And I think
would that be mostly Eagles fans, Mike?
I don't think so. You know, you might be right. There's a lot of Eagle fans out here. You might be right. And I think, ready for this? I think the 49ers beat Houston.
Oh, yeah, that game's in Houston. Is that in Houston?
It's in Texas.
And it's what? Is it about a field goal line? Houston's favored by a field goal?
Exactly. It's exactly. It's the Texans are favored by 3.5.
I think I would take San Francisco, too. I like Garoppolo. I mean, he looked pretty decent last week.
I like Garoppolo, homie. And your pop quiz question. So what is not a bowl game?
The Facebook
military bowl, the Facebook bowl, the Frisco bowl, the Bahama bowl.
Facebook.
Both of you going with Facebook?
Yeah. Well, I'll go with Facebook too.
The Bahama Bowl is Ohio and the University of AB. Frisco Bowl is SMU and Louisiana Tech. The Military Bowl, is Navy and Virginia. You're right. The Facebook Bowl, there is no such bowl. But there's a song. It's, come on, St. Louis, sing along. It's Aloha Friday. No, it's a Monday. We're going to play it. Day Aloha Friday. Come on, Ram! The Okalani, Lani, on the OK. Look who in the cock and the eye and who you yo. Kill away, come again, ka! Who? Lemon, not look at me, keep. Cock up, hooey ho. Hooey ho. Hooey ho. Hooey ho. Hooey ho. Wow!
Bye, Mike. We'll talk to you next week, buddy. That's Mike Evans, the one and only. Is that the thing that's like his trademark, I guess.
All right. He didn't do it for like the first 6 weeks.
It's been a staple for years.
For him?
For Mike Evans, Aloha Fridays.
All right. We'll go with that.
So we got to start getting on Thursdays.
TJ does not like the Aloha Friday. TJ, you still like fun. TJ, it's been clear, does not like anything that involves fun. At all.
I go home and do a puzzle.
Literally did a... I called yesterday. TJ's said I'm doing a puzzle. And
You obviously weren't having much fun either. Say, listen, Brendan Dassey, you remember watching Making a Murder? I know we got to get out, but real quick. The judges upheld in his sentencing. He will remain in jail.
Really?
And said that by a slim margin, the judges decided that his confession was not coerced. How about that, Chris?
Wow.
I watched that confession. Sure seemed coerced to me. He's like, can I go back to class? I have a project due. So there you go.
Very interesting.
I'm just not a fan of that. He's clearly not fully there, you know?
Yeah.
You took advantage of a kid without a lawyer present who just doesn't know any better, and you're going to, come on.
Keep him in jail.
I don't like that.
There you go. One on that positive note. Thanks for listening to our Friday Football Show Final Drive.
Oh,
thanks to David Solomon for helping us out.
Sorry, Lola Bridge asked one thing, and I forgot until 5:55. The Aeneas Williams football life is on this weekend, so check it out.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, what a football life he had.
Yeah.
That'll be really good to watch. Thanks to David Solomon for helping us out, and Brian Hoffman for TJ Moe, Eric Messersmith. It's been the Final Drive, 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com. We'll talk to you Monday on the Hard Line.
All right.
Have a great weekend, everybody.